This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. We talk a lot about consolidation in agriculture, that trend that keeps going and going, whether it's about an increase in large farms or decreasing number of farmers, or fewer buyers for livestock, or consolidation in agricultural inputs. You've got a story there about how farmers are actually dealing with fewer seed companies, which I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't think there would be all that many in the first place, but really we've seen a reduction in the number of seed producers.
Yes, and it keeps going down. Kind of the history of that is, if you went back into even the 60s or 70s, there were a lot of seed companies, and there were a lot of smaller seed companies kind of localized. So that and that was good, because when you find with agricultural seeds that oftentimes a local environment has a big part to play in how well those seeds do in a particular region. So if you went back to the Midwest, you might go drive down through the, not on the interstate, but the back highways, and you would maybe see seed companies, separate individual seed companies. Every hour or so, you might see a different seed company setting somewhere in one of these small towns. Mm. So that's really been a big problem. And when you take a look at the market share from the top four seed sellers moved from 60% in 2000 to 85% in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast consolidation there. And as we take a look at, we've talked about the consolidation of farm chemical inputs. Well, most of those companies like Monsanto, of course, they're involved in seeds. Dow is involved in seeds. DuPont's involved in seeds. So you've got these companies that are now merging, and when they merge, those seed, the genetic line that they have becomes folded into whatever they have. So it becomes fewer companies for farmers to be able to purchase seeds. And of course, there's a lot of concern when you have that kind of concentration, is seeds are pretty important to farmers. What happens when they decide they're going to up the price on them?
Right, you're hostage.
Yeah.
So how are producers dealing with this?
Well, they really are. They aren't dealing much of any way, other than the fact that they're really trying to figure out what is it they're going to do. Now, some and we mentioned this before, that some farmers are going back to seed lines that are open source. In other words, they don't have a patent on them, so that they can save seed. That's one way some smaller producers are doing that. But then you've got the larger operators who depend on some of the traits that these seed companies have, as far as being able to use herbicides on them or resistance to certain insects. That isn't in those open source seeds. So they really depend on these seed companies. And, here we've gone 15% in 15 years. And what will it be over the next decade is a real concern.
Regulators are supposed to provide protections when we see that kind of market consolidation. Is anyone worried in the regulatory sphere that you're reading about?
No, there doesn't appear to be. And that's the whole thing when you talk about the monopoly that goes on in these input companies. It doesn't seem to be on the radar at all of our government officials, and that's of concern, and maybe that's going to have to be approached by the Congress.
That's Ag Markets More. Thanks, Bob.